Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. As France celebrates the 20th anniversary since the last time Les Bleus won the Football World Cup in 1998, the national team is gearing up for the tournament final on Sunday. The French team have a slight advantage in having had an extra 24 hours to prepare for the match over the Croatians, who played their semi-final match against England yesterday. Croatia may struggle with fatigue after three of their matches going to extra time and penalties in their games against England, Denmark and Russia. Despite the geographical distance from home, the French players say they are fully appreciative of the support for them back on L'Hexagone for their final push for victory. The final kicks off at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. The president of the National Assembly, François de Rugy, is driving for new laws on PMA, or procréation médicalement assistée, to be passed by the end of the year. He would like to see the chance of assisted reproductive technology to be made available to all women as soon as possible. The latest twist in the case of Alexia Daval, the young woman found strangled in a forest in the Haute-Saône, sees her brother-in-law filing a case for what he calls the slanderous allegations made against him. Alexia's brother-in-law, Grégory Gay, was accused by her husband, Jonathan Daval, of killing her after he himself confessed to her murder back in February. Monsieur Daval has retracted his original statement and has laid the blame at the door of Monsieur Gay. The health agency Santé Publique France has issued figures for people drowning in a period of just over a month, between June the 1st and July the 5th. Their statistics show 121 recorded deaths by drowning in this short space of time, all of which could have been avoided had the right precautions been taken. Of key importance are learning how to swim and being vigilant while others are in the water. And finally, competitors in this year's Tour de France are heading off on stage 6 today on a 184-kilometre stretch which begins in Brest and continues on until Mur de Bretagne. Riders to watch on this section of the race include the Spaniard Alejandro Valverde and Frenchman Julien Alaphilippe. The Belgian Greg Van Avermaet is still the holder of the yellow jersey. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.